A military aircraft has just crashed in Libya after the pilot and the co-pilot refused to follow orders and bomb Benghazi. That's the second largest city in Libya. It's in the eastern part of the country that, according to all reports that we've heard, that Muammar Gaddafi does no longer really have any control of. We understand, too, according to the same report, that the pilot and the co-pilot are okay. They managed to parachute out. But this is another indication, if this report is in fact confirmed, that there are more defections and more people stepping away from Colonel Gaddafi, leaving him more isolated.
I don't care that you're Lindsay Lohan versus John Doe, Jane Doe. That doesn't affect me. What I look to in sentencing, if there is a resolution in my court, is what are the charges, what's the prior record, things of that nature. Now, in this particular case, there has been so much speculation in the press, all of the talking head attorneys who talk about what the judge is going to do, what Ms. Hawley's going to do, what Ms. Myers is going to do. Well, I'm just going to tell you a couple of the things, if the case settles in this court, will happen. Number one, this case does involve jail time, period. If you plead in front of me, this case is resolved in front of me, you are going to jail, period. Now, there may be an issue as to the amount of time that you go to, of course, and that's why a judge has discretion in sentencing. But if the case settles here, I don't want you under any apprehension. You will be going to jail, period.
That's Ida Keeling there in the orange t-shirt and silver hair during a competition in Manhattan last week. Women a quarter her age whizzed by, but she came away with a world record, the fastest time for a 95-year-old, 60 meters in 29.86 seconds. Today, she told me the secret of her youth.
The attitude. When I came out of that slight depression and unhappiness, I said, sure, I don't need this.